very first foray into podcasting was as a content delivery mode. So I had a fully online course at Douglas College starting in, I guess, 2012, maybe 2013. And it was a themes and literature course. And I really didn't want to make video lectures because I just found them boring. So instead, I started playing around with audio as a way of sharing content for the lecture components of the course. And I was very quickly hooked because I found that I really enjoyed creating and editing audio, and I liked learning about it. But I was also really quickly hooked because my students really liked it. It was a fully online course at a university, at a college that didn't offer a lot of online courses. So these were typically in high demand by folks who couldn't make the typical class schedule work. And so, I had students in that class. Very famously, I always tell this story. I had two students in that class who were long haul truckers and who listened to my lectures when they drove. And that's why they were taking an online course. And ever after, I always had students from that same trucking company in the class because it was a mode of delivery that was still new in a lot of places. But it gave those folks a different way of engaging with content that really worked for their lifestyle. And I was really intrigued by this very unique way of meeting students where they're at, right? That I hadn't anticipated, but I came to really appreciate. And so for me, podcasting was new, and it was also super rewarding, kind of right out of the gate.